You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Put yourself in more danger of having to see Ohtani in the ninth. Now the Sox are going to go ahead and intentionally walk Albert Pujols. So you wonder if that was not Tony La Russa in the dugout, if Albert Pujols would have been bypassed.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
NBC Sports Chicago brings us out. This is You Better You Bet here on the BetQL Audio Network. We're live on the Bet 1430 in Denver, KCBS HD3 in Los Angeles, 105.9 FM HD2, the Bet Chicago's new home for wagertainment. And we're brought to you and sponsored by Bet Rivers, of course. Deposit $250, you'll receive a $250 match. You can't find better odds at other sports books. It's an absolute no-brainer. And I mean, fair to question the logic and the mentality right now of Tony La Russa
logic?
In the dugout for the Chicago White Sox, who, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf decided to bring back into Major League Baseball, you know, legendary manager. No one's doubting La Russa's impact on the game with the White Sox before. The Cardinals, obviously, you know, has had a number of successful years, but out of the game for a while, brought back in the connection with younger players, and he makes some absolutely strange managerial moves to the Chicago White Sox. What do you want to have is you want to have a manager, Ken, that helps you on a daily basis, not as basically a hindrance to you. And Tony La Russa has been a hindrance to the White Sox.
And it was so funny. We had Eno Saris on from The Athletic yesterday. And I I mean, I feel like every interaction I have with him is very funny. Just a very a different kind of dude would be a right way to put it. And but knows a ton about baseball. Very smart. Has very good answers on everything that we ask him. And I preface this by saying, you know, the stuff Tony La Russa does plays really well for television, right? For hot takes about how stupid he is on stuff like it's these very individual moments that are just astoundingly stupid. So I kind of bring them up and I go, but you're like, I go, you know, you're like a more level-headed guy, right? Like, you view things through the prism of, you know, very advanced analytics and sabermetrics and all this stuff. And you don't get too emotional, I feel like, about stuff. Just how bad of a manager is this guy? And he laughs. He's like giggling as he gives the answer. I've never heard him make this noise before where he's just like, he's pretty bad. Like he just goes, like, it's just, and this is a guy who is like the most like, you know, not straight laced, but just like a guy who is the most like, he'll give you all kinds of statistics and just eye test stuff to back up his observations. It'll be very scientific. And here I am being like, how bad is Tony La Russa? And it's like, it elicits a giggle. Basically, like that's how bad things have gotten. The scientists are the statisticians. They are laughing. They are laughing at this guy. And what is the net impact, right, of that on the season? So.
Well, I mean, and that's, when do you reach a point, Ken, where you look at the White Sox, we were doing the game of free roll, look in that division, the American League Central, and White Sox right now are still -143 as your betting favorite to win the American League Central, even with the injuries that they do have. When do you look at it and say, well, I mean, enough is enough, right? La Russa is not going to lead us to where we need to go, or does he get the entirety of the season? Because I mean, you can't turn a blind eye to it. We all see it. I mean, I see it up here in Connecticut. You're in Connecticut. We're watching baseball on a day-in, day-out basis. You have the announcers in NBC Sports Chicago openly questioning some of the baseball moves that La Russa's making in the dugout. And then you look at it, how long do you live, move on here with Tony La Russa before you say, you know what, it's just not going to work. You've been a brilliant manager, but the game has passed you by.
Yeah, well, I mean, given the fact of who ownership is and everything, it's not going to happen this season. I mean, there's no way they're going to get rid of this guy this season with all the background about why they hired him and Reinsdorf involved. I mean, there's where's even the pressure from? Aside, I mean, like, cool, the fans can kill this guy. Like, there's no way, in my opinion, at least.
It doesn't feel like
a setup where he's going to go anywhere. Yeah.
I'm not saying that, but that's, I mean, honestly, he's terrible. I mean, Ken, I mean, if you're Jerry Reinsdorf, if you're watching, I don't care about the personal relationship. I mean, he's a terrible manager. I mean, he really is.
Yep.
Let's welcome aboard right now Chris Ranji. He joins us, Odyssey Sports, BetQL, daily contributor. He joins us now. Chris is with us. What's going on, Chris? How are you?
Fellas, I'm good. How are you? Tell me good stuff.
Good stuff. Actually, we're going to do the opposite. Let's do bad stuff first. Tony La Russa, full of bad stuff. Let's do it. Yeah, good stuff would be any manager who's not Tony La Russa, I think, right now, basically. we're just kind of unpacking, I mean, not just the Liam Hendricks thing from the other night, but just not just how moronic some of this stuff is, but like, what is the tangible net impact that this can have? Like, is this a division costing guy that it kind of exists in the dugout and in the clubhouse? What do you make of La Russa so far?
You know, generally, I'll tell you that I just don't think managers matter to the point where we're having conversations like this, like a team loses the division because of its manager or they win because of its manager. I think we overweight how much influence they have. But there are some extraordinary cases where you can directly point to maybe four or five instances where that guy has cost games. Like, he has directly cost them games without, you know, I mean, you don't know for sure they win some of these, like the Lucas Giolito game from last week that was on a Tuesday and Giolito pitching pretty well through six, but you could start to see that he was maybe, he was having some issues in the sixth inning, a lot of hard hit balls. They leave him out there for the seventh inning. He gives it up. He gives up the lead, allows three runs. After the game, Giolito tells the press, "I was tired. You know, I was running out of gas." And they go to La Russa with it. And Tony says, "Oh, I didn't realize that." Well, that's a problem. It's a problem if your manager doesn't recognize a guy is tired. That's the thing you have to know. Or like the other day, he didn't understand the pinch running rule in the National League. That the pitcher, if that spot was the out the prior inning and extra innings, the pitcher does not have to be the ghost runner at second. You can use the guy before him. He didn't know that either. So he had the closer, like you mentioned, the Hendricks situation. He had the closer out there on the base paths, and a reporter had to read the rule to him, which is that's a problem. You know, it's one thing to make a decision and to have reasons for your decision and it just not work out. It's another thing to not know rules or to not know that your guy is tired. Like, those are separate issues. And yeah, if stuff like this continues, it could very well cost them a division, because I think that division could very easily be decided by a game or two.
Chris, and it's fair. I mean, Ken and I were just quickly having the conversation, you know, given Tony's relationship with the owner, Jerry Reinsdorf, do you think there's any pressure? I mean, could you see the White Sox kind of jumping ship on La Russa and because of all of these issues, making a managerial change during the year?
The only way I see it happening is if Tony himself decides, okay, I'm not, you know, I'm too old for this crap. I can't do it. He goes to Jerry, or Jerry calls him in and they have a discussion about it. There will never be a report or a headline that says White Sox fire Tony La Russa. That's never going to happen. It will be mutually parted ways, or Tony decided to step away because he just didn't want to do this, or, you know, it wasn't working out. So I could see it coming to an end before the season, but my guess is he does play out the year. But I cannot imagine he, at minimum, I don't think he's back for next year. I just don't see that at all happening. And I would not be surprised if you continue to see moments like we've already seen in the first month of the season. If that stuff continues, then yeah, I think you could see him or them talk with him and like work out a situation where he can gracefully step away.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
God, I mean, this is going to be like the craziest thing to follow all summer. Like, what stupid thing did this guy do today? Like, well, forget, you know, like, who's going to win the MVP? Who's going to win the Cy Young? Be like, oh, what boneheaded decision did this guy make today for this team that should have like 95 wins at the end of the year?
Yeah, Ken, the thing about this is, this is exactly what people were afraid of before the season started. And this is one of the reasons everybody universally hated the decision. Well, I shouldn't say universally, but I think there was a minority of people that liked it. But most people did not. Most people thought, here's this good, young, exciting team. Let's get a young, dynamic manager in that chair and see how it goes. But you're going to bring in this dude who hasn't managed in 10 years. I mean, he hasn't been in the dugout in a long time. It's all a personal preference of the owner. There was one person whose vote mattered. And that guy got to make the decision. And I would guarantee that almost everybody else who was in the know was very much against it.
Yeah, it was not a democracy, in other words. It was definitely not a democracy.
Definitely not.
Chris, how about the Yankees in the AL East? They've righted the ship here last 14, 15 games. Are you still concerned about the Yankees? Do you see any major flaws there or no?
Major flaws, not really. Concern, not really. I mean, every team's got some flaws, but the Yankees always read to me like one of those teams that was off to a slow start, but they'll be fine. You know, they've got too much. They'll be fine. I think the rotation is going to be fine. Their offense, if they can keep Giancarlo Stanton healthy, keep Aaron Judge healthy, they're going to mash. And you're seeing it happen right now. So as long as you don't lose one or two of those guys for an extended period of time, and I mean, they haven't been lucky with that. You know, they've had a lot of issues keeping them on the field. But if you can get them for 5 months of the season with very minimal stints on the IL, there's no reason that team can't make a run. I still think they're going to win the division. Boston has surprised a lot of people. And I understand why they have done that. I think Boston's going to hang around till the end. I wouldn't be surprised if they make the postseason this year. One way or the other, though, the Yankees are getting into the playoffs, whether it's winning that division or a wild card. I would be more surprised than anything, you know, aside from like just some massive injuries. Aside from that, I think they are in the postseason, and it would surprise me otherwise.
Chris, we played a game in the first hour of the show, free roll. Really easy to understand concept, right? If you had $100 and you were given this betting market, where would you?
Yeah.
You had to bet the $100 in the betting market. Where would you put it? We did the NL Central. We did all the divisions, but I thought the NL Central had one of the most interesting conversations because the way the market is kind of positioned right now, it's basically Cardinals and Brewers just a little more than even money, +120, +125 on both of those teams. Meanwhile, the Reds are +650 and the Cubs are 10-1. Moose and I kind of made the argument, Like, aren't these four teams really still really, really similar? And, like, should any team be that crazy priced against each other? What do you kind of make of the NL Central given those odds?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of these teams are really close. There's probably a lot of value in Cincinnati and Chicago because as much as the Cubs have struggled and right now they're, they're trying to cough up a lead. They've got a 3-0 lead in the ninth and there are two on right now with the Pirates in town. But I still think the Cubs are better than what they've shown. They're not my pick to win the division, but it's 7-1. Yeah, you know, I mean, what the hell, right? Same thing for Cincinnati, who I believe has a much better chance of actually winning the division. And I do not think the Cardinals or Brewers are that much better than what Cincinnati is. And I think the prices right now are, I'm a little surprised that you've got Milwaukee at, plus 110 and the Cardinals at 140. And then here are the Reds at 650. That seems like quite a leap for me. So if I'm putting money down, I'd have no issue doing that with Cincinnati because I do think those teams are all equally flawed in different ways, but they're all equally good in different ways as well. You know what I mean? Like, this is not going to be a division where the Pirates are going to be really bad by the end of the year. They'll be in the bottom, and it's possible the Cubs are in fourth place and a little bit, distant from the rest of the pack. But those three teams, Reds, Cardinals, Brewers, I think they are all decent teams. I don't think any of them are far and away better than the others. It's going to be a three-team race, and I don't know who's going to win it. I still don't. But I think there's a lot of value with the Reds right now.
Chris, we got about a tad over 2 minutes left to go here. I want to get your thoughts. What's your take on the National League East right now? The Mets are sitting right now as the favorite to win the division at plus 115.
I like the Mets. I think they're going to, first of all, I know that Francisco Lindor has been the biggest topic when it comes to the Mets because they gave him the $341 million contract and he hasn't lived up to it yet. He's on that long slump. Is it now 0 for 26 or it was 0 for 26?
He got a hit in the final game in St. Louis. He broke that.
Yeah, he did. He did finally get that hit. But here's the thing about him. He's hitting the ball hard still. He's striking out at a lower rate than he has in several seasons, and he's walking more than he has ever in his career. So there are signs that a lot of this is going to start to normalize. So I'm not really worried about him. And once he starts to hit, and if the Mets pitching staff stays healthy, which has been a problem for them over the years, that's a really good team. And I think they're one you have to watch in the National League East. I would definitely not count them out at all. And Lindor is going to hit. Eventually that's going to happen.
Chris what about? Yeah, I was going to say, I just saw in the rundown, Chris, sure. 30 seconds, work in Chicago and the Bears angle, Justin Fields. Give me like 20 seconds on Justin Fields going to the Bears and what the mood is there right now.
Justin Fields makes me happier than any man in my life ever. I don't know if he's, I don't know if this man's going to be any good, but I will adopt him.
No,
there you go. Very nice.
I will adopt Justin Fields.
Okay.
He makes me happier than any man in life. Chris Ronji, Odyssey Sports, BetQL Daily Contributor. Hey, Chris, we appreciate the time.
See you guys.
You got it. That's a bold statement. I think he shares a lot of the sentiment that a lot of Bear fans out there can feel about Justin Fields, that they've got their quarterback that's going to lead them now.
Yeah, I mean, all they need now is just Aaron Rodgers to get the heck out of the division, and then everything's then smooth sailing ahead.
We'll do a little sports market sweep that comes your way next. You better you bet on this Friday, BetQL Audio Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.